You're listening to SBS News.
A peak lobby group for international students in Australia says the federal government's response to COVID-19 had many foreign students considering abandoning Australia. The federal government announced a support package for higher education in April and stressed it was unashamedly focused on domestic students. It seemed all international students could expect from the federal government was early access to any superannuation they might have accrued and an ability to work up to 40 hours per fortnight. The president of the National Union of Students, Molly Wilmot, says the federal government's treatment of international students after COVID struck was reprehensible.
The Australian government and the Australian community have used international students as cash cows for far too long. And as soon as the going gets tough and these international students are really struggling, that's when we've turned our back on them and been like, no, you don't get the support that your domestic colleagues do. So it's a huge issue. Like, we're happy to take their money, but we're not happy to help them out when they need it.
A charity based in South Australia, Baptist Care SA, has noticed increasing numbers of international students have used one of its key supports. It has a food hub in Adelaide's Central Business District that offers free bread, fruit and vegetables and lower-priced groceries to the needy. The chief executive of Baptist Care SA, Graham Brown, says many international students had relied on jobs in hospitality, which has been badly affected by the shutdowns.
The international students have been using it quite heavily. And we understand that that's associated with the fact that a lot of international students would often pick up casual work while they're studying in Adelaide. But of course, with a lot of the bars and hospitality industry closed down, a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet.
With jobs being shared around the country and no access to JobKeeper, international students face the prospect of being left without enough income for necessities like food and accommodation. The National Welfare Officer at the Council of International Students Australia, Kasun Kahara, says a return to their native countries looked like the only option.
2 weeks ago, international students were thinking to go back home where there was they didn't feel supported, but now with all the support, emerging support across the country from the institutions and from the state governments, they are really happy and they are feeling that they have a hope to continue their studies in Australia.
The support is coming from Australia's states and territories and includes funding for temporary crisis accommodation, free legal advice, rental and tenancy assistance, and emergency cash grants. Each jurisdiction has its own particular support measures, and these are being coordinated through the education providers. So international students needing help are advised to make contact with their provider if they haven't already done so.
Students have got to stand up and go to see their education provider and not be shy. We would like them to talk to their education provider, tell them their particular problem or their circumstance, and ask for help. And the education provider already would know about our program and other support programs.
That's David Bycroft from the Australian Homestay Network. It's delivering short-term emergency accommodation to international students in a partnership with the New South Wales government, which has announced a $20 million international student support package.
So far, we're working with education providers throughout Australia, but we're also very closely partnering with New South Wales government, who have allocated funding for emergency accommodation and support for students who are in desperate need.
Detailed information about what's on offer can be found at each state and territory study website. Molly Wilmot from the National Union of Students says in some ways it's disappointing that the support coordination is being left to the education providers.
Look, I think in the first instance, international students should contact their university in lieu of government support. But at the end of the day, international students are one of the biggest exports in our economy. Our entire tertiary education system relies on them. We rely on them in our academia and our communities. That the government not stepping up and not becoming a port of call for these issues has been really disappointing.
International students who have been unable to return to Australia will be allowed to come back next month in a phased pilot program. The Australian Capital Territory has confirmed it will be the leading jurisdiction to welcome foreign students back into the country. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan has told the ABC he wants to make sure the gradual return of international students goes smoothly.
The international education sector provides 250,000 jobs to this nation, and we want those jobs back as we grow our economy, as we come out of the coronavirus pandemic. And we also understand from 2019, the latest data that we've got, that international students brought in $40 billion of export revenue. So we want to make sure we get this right, and that's why we're embarking on these pilots.
Kasun Kalhara from the Council of International Students Australia says his organisation is lobbying for more support for both returning and new international students.
We would like to see more support schemes in place so that they will be able to transition back to their academic life and continue their academic life, academic work without any major challenges.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.